Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The Real Housewives of sports analysts.
There you go.
You might even have me tuning in. If there's going to be a cat fight in the middle of a game, I'm going to get my popcorn.
Yep.
I'm going to get my Sauvignon Blanc. I want to see it go down.
Look, when Shaq and Charles Barkley go at it, man, it's the best.
It's golden time.
I will tune in for that, man.
So the curse of Sabrina Carpenter strikes again. Do you remember we talked about this? I think it might have been last week or the week before. We talked about this curse that people think Sabrina Carpenter is putting on sports teams. So this might hit a little close to home for some of us, because I follow, of course, Atlanta United, because we're big fans of ATL United. Mm-hmm. Game super fun. Great sports team. We love the Wags of ATL United. And so I was a little shocked when I saw that they posted a picture of Sabrina Carpenter wearing a jersey that I didn't recognize as an Atlanta United jersey.
Oh, no.
So she is wearing a royal blue jersey. She's holding a mug that says Au revoir, Montreal. And Atlanta United captioned it and said, singer was quoted saying, I'm so sorry for your loss, because Atlanta United beat Montreal last night. And the curse of Sabrina Carpenter is allegedly anytime she wears a sports team's jersey, they will lose their next game.
It's happened with the Phillies. It's happened with the Yankees. Whatever town she's in, she puts that on and that team ends up losing.
Uh-huh. So Montreal just lost.
By the way, shout out to Atlanta United social media team, because they are hilarious. Did you guys see when we played Nashville, our rival? They got a bunch of Nashville celebs on Cameo to say, good luck, Atlanta United, and then posted it the day of the game. So it was like all of the Nashville celebrities were rooting for Atlanta United.
That's hysterical.
And Atlanta barely made it into the playoffs, and they beat Montreal last night. Uh-huh. And you say she was wearing which one? The Atlanta United shirt?
No, she was wearing the Montreal jersey.
Okay.
Or the kit, whatever it's called. But I'm a little nervous, because I wasn't at her concert last night in Atlanta, so I'm a little worried she might have worn the Atlanta United jersey last night. So we'll have to see how the rest of the season goes for ATL.
Well, they won, and they just advanced against Miami, so no harm there.
I feel like it's brilliant, because at some point, teams are going to start paying her to wear the kit of other teams.
All right, somebody called Child Protective Services on Cardi B, and she is mad. This kind of makes me feel the same way as what that analyst just did, where they gave out the address and it put them in danger. So somebody called Child Protective Services on Cardi B and said that her children were in danger. And now she says she is hiring some people to find out who did it. And she says they are toast.
For motherfuckers who pop up in my house
with cops and child protective services because you motherfuckers want to do an anonymous call involving my children? I promise you this. I'm going to sue child protective services for coming to my house at whatever the time it comes. And I'm also going to sue the person that did this call. And as soon as I wake up in the morning, I'm calling Drew Finling because I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to hire the best private investigator in the whole country because y'all take joking and y'all take a little too far. Don't you ever in your life play with my kids. Don't you ever in your life play with my motherhood or with my ex-husband's fatherhood. We don't play that.
So what's crazy is she's actually been in the hospital since Saturday. We don't know why, but she's like on Instagram Live from a hospital bed going after these people. So they better watch out because Cardi B don't play when it comes to her kids.
She don't. She gonna get her mind out one way or another, no matter what her situation is.
All right, Liam Payne's father is still in Argentina following the unexpected death of Liam. I can't even, like, the thought of what their family is going through right now, not just from a personal standpoint, but also just having to work with the authorities and you can't even really move past what's happened to your child because there's so much more to figure out. So right now, Liam's father is working with Argentine authorities in the investigation of his unexpected death. We already found out this week that they found pink cocaine in his system, which Lamar Odom spoke out and said that it made him hear voices. So as of this weekend, his father has been at the Argentine hotel where Liam fell to his death on Wednesday. And he is basically just there to, you know, make sure that everything goes smoothly with the investigation and also to get answers as to what happened to Liam, his kid. Mm-hmm. So really heartbroken for his family and, you know, just thinking about them and all the fans. I don't know if you guys have seen the vigils for Liam, but there was one yesterday that actually kind of made me chuckle a little bit. And I didn't know if it was too dark, but Liam was kind of known to have like really sexy music. And so, of course, they were singing some of the more heart-wrenching songs from the One Direction days around the memorial sites, but then they were singing his song Strip That Down. And it's so funny because it's such a somber scene, but then they're like, Strip That Down.
Hey, so. Any chuckle in the whole thing, man. You might have mentioned this the other day. I think it was Justin Bieber that came out and said, because there were a lot of fans that were getting ripped on for mourning somebody that they had never met before. Mm-hmm. And Justin was just trying to say, you know what? Allow yourself that. If this is a person that touched you and connected with you, even though you never met them or shook their hands or had dinner with them or they never helped you move, you're still allowed to mourn their death. And a lot of people are doing that.
Well, because he was a part of our lives. I mean, well, I didn't know him personally, but still, like, that band growing up was a huge part of my childhood. So you're allowed to be sad.
And musical's a powerful art form. Yeah. Like, it really connects people and helps people through tough times.
All right, the former Abercrombie CEO has been arrested on sex trafficking charges. I'm going to tell you what message authorities are sending out now that he's in handcuffs on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.